snipers careful never to admit anything. But no one would hand someone the presidency without a big price tag attached. Why share power as co-consuls when you can blackmail Ganymede and not have to go to any boring meetings? I've met Sniper hundreds of times, so I know something of how the kid thinks. Guildbreaker. And Hotaka Andu Mitsubishi, you ranked below even Felix Faust? Sugiyama. When I have time, I'll write summaries of my unfinished editorials for you. Unless you have someone on your staff who reads Japanese. Guildbreaker. I do. Sugiyama. Of course. Tycoon. Note. Sugiyama means J.E.D.D. Mason, whose Japanese nickname, I understand, has something to do with being a young man crowned or near a crown. Guildbreaker. You realized when you wrote this that it would be quite a blow for Director Mitsubishi to be ranked so low by their native paper? Sugiyama. Nothing like a good kick in the balls to get people going. You may not be aware, but I've been watching my hive 80 years now. Things are bad. We've been letting ourselves shrink too long. It isn't good for us sitting like lumps watching the masons grow. But it's not only my own hive I'm kicking. There's wallop enough for the humanists, and for Europe. All three need it, the cousins too. My draft editorials will make it clearer. I was sad when I quit that they wouldn't be published, but you've got to hand the reins to the new generation sometime. Masumi-kun has some pretty stimulating names on their list, too. Darcy Suck, and Crown Prince Leonor, especially. Give the kid a year or two, and they'll be better than I was. Well, as good, maybe. I asked Mycroft what I should read of the pattern of honorifics sometimes present and sometimes absent in Sugiyama's English. Mycroft was unhelpful. Guildbreaker, would you be willing to let me schedule you for an enhanced memory session to recall in detail the activity at the Black Sakura offices in the week before the theft? Sugiyama, I don't like utopians pumping chemicals into my brain. Guildbreaker, it could be vital. Sugiyama, I still don't like it. Guildbreaker, the alternative is for me to send a professional police interviewer, which would take much longer. I've endured both myself, and I dislike drugs, but I vastly prefer the EMS. Sugiyama, I'll think about it. Guildbreaker, time is a factor. Sugiyama, I'll need at least 1 minute to think. Guildbreaker, of course. Are you familiar with how an EMS works? Do you want to hear about the side effects? Sugiyama, I've done them before, I just don't like it. Guildbreaker, I must also ask you to speculate about who else might have seen your list. Sugiyama, you're sure it leaked, aren't you? Guildbreaker, the theft seems to be engineered to bring your list before the public eye. Sugiyama, my thought as well. Someone at Black Sakura who saw my list and couldn't bear not to let the public see it. Guildbreaker, or was bribed by one of the hives that would benefit. Sugiyama, you don't know us at all, do you? Black Sakura isn't a normal paper like Le Monde or Shanghai Daily. It's staffed entirely by Vokers. Not just Vokers, but total Japanese Mitsubishi culture-obsessed literary zealots. It's not unusual for them to spend a week in the office without sleeping, most of them hardly seeing their bosses. And I don't know a one of them who manages to spend their whole salary since they don't really do anything but work. Most of them wouldn't know what to do with a bribe if you offered it to them, and a lot of them would probably physically attack anyone who suggested intentionally tampering with the press. There's always the possibility of an outsider sneaking into the office, but if one of Black Sakura did it, it was because they wanted the public to see my last great work, not for money or power. Guildbreaker, what about this assistant editor who went public about the theft and substitution, Hikaru Nakahara? Sugiyama, journalistic conscience, not bribery. If I know Nakahara-san, They probably spent a long night deciding whether to go public or hand in their resignation. Well, there will have been some ambition in it. When Hagiwara-san resigns, Nakahara-san will probably take over and readership will skyrocket with all this fuss. If scary criminals think we're important enough to burgle... The Porphyrogene's voice spoke on my tracker. Imprimantur. Translation, let them be printed. I held out my hand to silence Sugiyama, who could not hear the new voice over my tracker, but was startled seeing me sit so abruptly straight. Others always tell me they could not bear to live with a tracker connection set on permanent priority, so the person on the other end may hear and see through mine at any time without my knowledge, and speak to me suddenly without any warning beep or me having to select take call. After 17 years of the privilege, never facing any scene alone, nor enduring a second's delay before the Porphyrogene's words reach me, I could not bear to live without it. Guildbreaker. Quai? What? Porphyrogene. Indices, collegis auctoribus petiturus est ut indices perendie cum alienus pel vulgare liceat. Nihil obstat. The lists. At the urging of Sugiyama's colleagues, it has been petitioned that they be allowed to be disseminated with the others the day after tomorrow. Let nothing prevent it. Sugiyama. What's happening? Guildbreaker. I am to tell you that there is no legal obstruction to prevent Black Sakura from publishing the two lists, yours and Masami Mitsubishi's, when the other papers release theirs on the day after tomorrow. Sugiyama. I was about to ask that. Guildbreaker. Yes, they knew you were. Sugiyama. Is that Tycoon on the line? Guildbreaker. Yes. Sugiyama. Tycoon themself. Quite the honor for my little mystery. Has Tycoon met with Director Ando about this yet? Has the directorate approved the publication of the lists? Porphyrogene, in English, repeated verbatim by Guildbreaker. The directorate has no right to silence words. Only the author does. This theft tells us that some specter wants your list in the world's eye. We know not why. By publishing, you blindly serve that specter. But you also serve truth and relieve the curiosity pain of frightened humanity. You must choose. But if within these 2 days we can name the specter, you will choose less blindly. Sugiyama. You're right. Call your utopians. Let's get this EMS over with. Guildbreaker. You'll do it? Sugiyama. If it might help, yes. Your tycoon's right. The public needs to see what this is all about. But something's rotten here. And someone's trying to use me and use my paper. The only way to stop them is for you to find out what they're after. Guildbreaker. Thank you. We appreciate your help. Sugiyama. Good. I wouldn't do an EMS for just anyone. Porphyrogene, repeated by Guildbreaker. No. You do it for truth and charity. Your choice is kind. I thank you. Here ends the second day of this history. Chapter the 15th. If They Catch Me. I see Martin has introduced the word murder into our tale. Technology has eliminated that middle breed of criminal who thinks that if they wash their hands and dump the body far from home, they can get away with it. Criminals now are either self-labeled geniuses who, through elaborate preparation, think they can outwit the tracker's DNA and all the practice and experience of law, or else they are plain men with no delusions of escaping punishment. Of every 5 killers now, 3 turn themselves in right away, having acted in the grip of rage, or else in the calm confidence that the deed was worth the price. One out of five escapes by suicide. Only the last of the five attempts to hide, having schemed and toiled for months to form the perfect plan. He fails. There are professionals, of course, for the mob will always need its violence, but they too know that someday they must either flee the alliance entirely, living out their lives in trackless hiding, or else be caught. Gone are the days when the police would gather evidence, conduct their interviews over a few days, and in the end discover the boyfriend, ex-wife, or business rival who had seen the opportunity and seized it. I asked Commissioner General Papadelius once which he preferred, the would-be mastermind who challenges the detective to a game of wits, or the honest criminal who waits red-handed at the scene. The former, he answered, was more stimulating, but usually only the latter commanded his respect. I understand it. The prince of murderers, said Papadelius, the Moriarty he waited for, would do both. Accepting fully and philosophically his inevitable end, yet still fighting with all his strength and cunning to extend his freedom to the last breath. He needed, I think, to meet a soldier. Good morning, Major. Mycroft, you look ready to drop. The stiffness in my shoulders made me wince as I ducked the plastic sheeting which camouflages Bridger's cave. It is a cheerful cave, walled with foam of festive colors, carved out by the robots which mine the trash beneath Cielo de Pajaros. Inside the cave is all clutter, the choicest treasures gathered from the trash of which Bridger his first pick, bright marbles, balls, tricycles, toy cars, chunks of dozens of dollhouses assembled into a hodgepodge palace, and mounds of storybooks stacked dense as bricks. My own more hygienic contributions add to the nest. Blankets, cushions, clothes, video players and digital readers, good paints and paper, and a shelf of real food. Rice, animal-shaped cookies, instant bacon, anything too difficult for the boy to make from mud and grass. I had a long day yesterday, I answered. The Major stretched back in his rocking chair on the roof of a pink plastic castle, switching off the handheld news screen which dwarfed him like a billboard. Did you sleep? I gave a guilty wince. I napped on the flight back here from Romanova. The Major always breathes deeply, as if he enjoys the taste of air itself. Are 10 kinds of trouble coming, or only 2? It's bad, sir, I answered, comfortable in company where I could say sir and have no one stare. I don't know how bad yet. Bad far away, or bad here? Both. I just spoke with Leslie Sinier. Someone very dangerous came to the house yesterday. A sensei in historical clothes named Dominic Seneschal. I know. They spent hours searching Thisbe's room. I nodded. If we're wise, we'll assume Dominic found enough evidence to know there have been unregistered strangers in that room. I eased myself into my own scavenged metal chair, between the Major's castle and a white-painted cardboard box transformed into a functioning refrigerator by Bridger's power. I did my best to clean up yesterday, but we've been so comfortable in that house lately, we haven't been worrying about tiny bits of evidence like skin flakes. We aren't prepared to evade a professional. The Major nodded, the relaxed but heavy nod of a patient who has already deduced the worst before the doctor works round to the word fatal. You've crossed swords with this Dominic before? I know Dominic well, though we haven't literally crossed swords. Dominic does carry a sword, though, and has killed several opponents in duels. Not an enemy we can face. It's time to move on. The veteran nodded slowly, his sigh heavy and frail at once. Yes. Is Bridger... I didn't have to finish, for light and smiles burst in through the plastic door. Mycroft! Oof! Bridger was long since too big for my lap, but he had never realized it. Aimer was just reading more of Les Miserables with me,